From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting, saying Iran is not living up to the spirit of a two-year-old nuclear agreement it signed with Western powers. U.S. President Trump has unveiled a new U.S. strategy toward Iran. This is in light of what he says is their non-cooperative nature.
We got weak inspections in exchange for no more than a purely short-term and temporary delay in Iran's path to nuclear weapons. What is the purpose of a deal that, at best, only delays Iran's nuclear capability for a short period of time? This, as President of the United States, is unacceptable.
Canadian Joshua Boyle, his wife and children returned to Canada after being freed from Haqqani Network captivity by the Pakistan military, acting on a U.S. tip. Boyle spoke to reporters after landing in Canada about his family's losses.
The stupidity and the evil of the Haqqani Network's kidnapping of a pilgrim and his heavily pregnant wife engaged in helping ordinary villagers in Taliban-controlled regions of Afghanistan was eclipsed only by the stupidity and evil of authorizing the murder of my infant daughter, Martyr Boyle.
The Haqqani Network in Afghanistan is affiliated with the Taliban. UN envoys from Britain and France called for Myanmar authorities to translate promises into action to end violence and create the conditions for the return of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims and refugees. They crossed the border into neighboring Bangladesh in the past 7 weeks, fleeing a military crackdown of Rohingya militants launched deadly attacks on state security forces. This is VOA News. U.S. military officials are urging Kurdish and Iraqi forces gathered on the outskirts of the disputed oil-rich city of Kirkuk to tone everything down as Kurdish officials continue to warn of an imminent Iraqi invasion. Scores of civilians have fled Raqqa ahead of an anticipated final push into the city by U.S.-backed fighters aiming to retake it from the Islamic State militants. Hundreds of civilians have been streaming out of Raqqa in the past few days from the remaining neighborhoods held by IS. They're taking advantage of a slowdown in the fighting by coalition troops meant to help civilians safely evacuate. Residents say local IS fighters have been surrendering in recent weeks, but still hold a few areas of the city, including the stadium and National Hospital. European Union leaders could hand British Prime Minister Theresa May an olive branch and deadlock Brexit negotiations next week by launching their own internal preparations for a transition to a new relationship with Britain.
The European Union's Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, declaring they were at an impasse.
This week we worked in a constructive spirit. We clarified certain points without, however, making any great steps forward.
An internal draft document suggests free trade talks could begin in December. And if May ups her offers on divorce terms, the EU will be ready to crack on straight away. On Friday, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said Britain must commit to paying what it owes to the EU before talks can begin, and explained with new problems being found every day, the process will take longer than thought.
That is Reuters Scarlett Svetanovich reporting. Wildfires ranging in the so-called wine country of the U.S. state of California appear to be combining into one giant fire. The local fire chief says his firefighters are facing more dry, windy conditions, which create a firefighting challenge. Those blazes north of the city of San Francisco have killed 31 people since Sunday, while no one has yet heard from nearly half of the 900 people officially listed as missing there. Authorities in the U.S. city of Las Vegas, Nevada, believe a mass shooter who targeted a country music concert in the city 2 weeks ago intentionally fired on a pair of nearby aviation fuel tanks. The news comes as police continue trying to sort out basic facts surrounding the incident, in which 58 people were killed and nearly 500 were wounded. Twitter has handed over to U.S. Senate investigators the profile names of 201 accounts linked to Russian attempts at influencing the U.S. 2016 presidential election. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.